Well, I don't plan on being before you long, but let's look at Acts chapter 3 tonight. Acts chapter number 3. Y'all been here for practice now for an hour and 15 minutes since the choir practice started. Some of you have been here longer than that. Now, Peter and John, verse 1, they went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John, they said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement. Sister Tanita, when you were singing, I couldn't help but think about the text tonight. I'm still amazed at the which had happened unto him. And as the lame man was healed, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. You can be seated. Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you tonight for the privilege to come in your presence. Thank you, Lord, tonight for our people. Thank you for the wonderful choir practice. Thank you, Lord, for meeting with us. God, I pray tonight, Lord, for a few minutes here, you would help us to glean something from the Word of God that might be a blessing, our Father, to our people. Be a challenge to us, Lord, as we go out into the world this week. And help us, our Father, that we might be sensitive to the precious Holy Spirit of God. Lord, we love you and we thank you for loving us. I pray for Brother Jason tonight, Lord, as he's in Virginia preaching. I pray, God, you'll bless he and Miss Abby. They sure are a blessing to us, Lord. I pray, God, you'll continue to help us. God, will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How many believes that this lame man would say something like this? It's different now. He had to be carried and he had to be laid at the gate so that he could beg for alms. And I want you to see tonight just a couple of things in the message tonight. The first thing I want you to see, there was a great need, and Peter and John were able to see the great need. Sometimes when you and I look at people, we think something like this: he needs to quit drinking, or she needs to put some clothes on, or he needs to quit his drugs, or he needs to quit cussing. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If we would have looked at this man, we might have thought he needs something in his cup. But Peter and John, they saw that there was a need so much greater than what they could put in the cup, what they could offer him in that cup. And every one of us that are children of God, we have, excuse me, I was going to say what, but we have who the world needs living inside of us. Amen. We have the Lord living inside of us. And I believe it's important that we understand here that they saw the need. You remember in one place Jesus said, lift up your eyes, for the fields are wide, all ready to harvest. Amen. Say not yet there 4 months, then cometh harvest. He said, but lift up your eyes, for the fields are wide, all ready to harvest. So Peter and John were able to see the need in this man's life. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes I think that we overlook the need in people's lives. There are things that I mentioned this morning that are grotesque, that are gross. But I want you to know, beloved, the problem's not what we're looking at on the outside. The problem is what's on the inside. And if what's on the inside ever gets right, it'll be reflected by what's on the outside. Amen. And here in the Word of God, Peter and John, they went up together. I like that. I think that's important. We'll never get anything done divided. Jesus even said, a house divided, it can't stand. But if people get together, amen, and they were just going together, listen to me. They weren't looking, beloved, listen, for this man. They were looking to talk to the Lord and to pray and get a hold of God, amen. But let me tell you something about God's work. When you're involved in God's work, beloved, there are going to be blessings along the way, amen, that you didn't even plan for, that you didn't even see coming. I was thinking about the hitchhiker, Brother Chris, that you talked about last week, amen. And I believe there'll be blessings along the way. And I believe God will help us if we have our eyes open and we're looking and seeing that great need. But not only did they see the great need, there was a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb, who lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked an alms. And Peter, I like this, he's not just glancing, but now he fastens his eyes on him. I believe if you and I would understand, beloved, we need to lift up our eyes unto the fields. But every once in a while, Brother David, there ought to be somebody that God zeros us in on, that he fastens, amen, our eyes and our heart and our ministry on, amen. And I've got some of those in my life right now. I called a young man this afternoon, and I'm burdened for his fiancée. She needs to be saved by the grace of God. There's people sitting in this church every Sunday that need to be saved by the grace of God. That's that I know of. And there may be others that I don't know of. But I'll remind you of this. There's not a one that Jesus don't know of. Amen. He looks and sees every one of our hearts. Amen. And he knows whether that blood has been applied or not. When he saw Peter and John, the Bible said he asked an alms. And Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John. Let me ask you something right now. Listen to me carefully. If we fasten our eyes on someone, how many believes that it'll affect our heart? How many believes it'll affect our prayer life? I believe if we're really concentrating, amen, on someone, and I'm glad somebody concentrated on me. I'm glad when I was a hippie in my teenage years that my papa would go in the basement with a dirt floor and get down, beloved, on his knees and pray, knowing that God could change my life, that God could give me something to drink that was worthy to drink, amen, and that God, amen, a lot of people, all they worried about is the haircut, amen. I want you to know something right now. We need to be concerned about the heart, amen, of men and the heart of women. And the Word of God said here, look on us. He said, fasten his eyes. He told him, said, look on us. I love this. In verse number 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Now, I want to say this to you tonight. Listen to me. What he was looking for was something in the cup. He was expecting to receive something. Beloved, I'll tell you, that night when I went to church, I went to the altar. And I went to the altar expecting to receive something. Not in a cup, but in my heart. But I want to stop and say this tonight. I got so much more than I expected to get. I'm telling you, all I wanted was an escape out of hell. Amen. I saw myself going to hell without God, and I wanted to get out of that mess that I was in. But hallelujah, I can stand on this side of Calvary and tell you I got so much more than I ever bargained for. Amen. This man here expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. They saw the great need. But I want to give you this. There's just a two-point message tonight. They knew the one who could meet the need. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Look what he said. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. I want to remind you something in the gospel or in the book of Acts. The Bible tells us that the Jews required a sign. This is the first apostolic miracle in the Word of God. Amen. And people get their doctrine mixed up, beloved. Listen, when they start trying to bring this over into the church. Are you listening to me tonight? God doesn't want us today to be looking for a sign. He wants us to be looking to the Savior. He wants us to be looking to the Scripture. He wants us, beloved, to put our faith and our confidence in the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Yet we can learn, beloved. Listen, even we're not living in that apostolic generation, amen, where we're seeing the signs, so to speak. We're supposed to look in the Scripture and the Holy Spirit being our guide. He points us to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. But what I'm trying to say is they knew that He had a need, but they also knew, and you and I need to know, we cannot meet that need in and of ourselves. All we can do is point them to the one who can. And that's what God wants us to do, is point them to Jesus. Then said Peter, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Why can this man say tonight it's different now? I'll tell you why. Because somebody saw beyond his lameness, if you will, they saw beyond his faults, and they saw his need. Amen. I mean, he's glad we serve a Savior tonight that looked beyond our faults, and he saw our need. Amen. And thank God tonight, he's still meeting needs. He said, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that, look at that word, I circled it this afternoon, was. That's past tense. Was. He which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, I love that, don't you? You see, can you get a picture of that right there? I don't know how he's holding them, but he ain't turning them loose, amen. These guys have helped him. He's never walked a day in his life. And beloved, they've come along and shared the Lord with him, and he don't want to turn them loose. He wants to go with them. And the Bible said here they ran together under the porch that is called Solomon's. So number one, they saw that he had a great need. Number two, they saw that that need could only be met through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a number three. God just spoke to my heart about it. And I want you to see this tonight. I think it's important. Number three is, there were others. Though they were not lame in their legs, they were dead in their trespasses and sin. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Look at verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? It goes right to it. The God of Abraham, and of Isaac. This is language, beloved, that the Jews can understand. The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus. Beloved, look, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate. You know, Peter's not some holy Joe. Amen. Peter also denied him. But watch what the Bible said. God has changed his life. Denied him in the presence of Pilate when he had determined, he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we're all witnesses. The Bible said, at his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. You say, Pastor, do you believe this man was just saved as a result of a miracle? I believe he was saved as a result not only of a miracle, but according to that verse right there, this, the faith which by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. When Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You can say whatever you ought to, but that man believed on the Lord right there. Amen. And he got up and was healed of his lameness. Watch the concern here. The Bible said in the presence of you all in verse 16, and now, brethren, I wot that through your ignorance you did this, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Watch this now. Look at verse 19. Repent ye therefore. Thank God for preachers that'll still preach, amen, what God gives them. The Bible said, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I'll say this to you tonight. Peter and John had enough sense to know that this was not just about one man. I'm going to show you in a minute. Beloved, listen, God is using a miracle. He's done a miracle in one man's life, but he's not done there. Watch what the Bible said. Go over to verse number, chapter 4, and verse number 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple, the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people. In other words, everybody don't like the truth. They're preaching the truth about Jesus, but everybody don't like it. And they preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Look at verse 4. Howbeit, I love that, don't you? I said it's different now in one lame man's life. One lame man, it's different in his life. But watch verse 4. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Oh yes, they'll get saved one at a time. But I promise you this, beloved, God has got his eyes on one past that one and one past that one, because he died for the sin of the whole world. And it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thank God tonight it started with one man. Two men are going to pray. Two men get their eyes on one man. That one man looks to them thinking he's going to get something in his cup. He didn't get a cup full, but he got a heart full. Amen. And God gloriously healed him and gloriously saved him. And now he's hanging on to Peter and John. And I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that that man had something to do himself with 5,000 people. The Bible said here, they heard the word. How many believes, beloved, this lame man was sharing the word? I believe he was telling his story. Brother Chris, you ain't going to believe this. I ain't never walked a day in my life. I ain't never done nothing but beg. But it's different now, amen, since Jesus saved my soul, amen. I want to ask you tonight, let's be looking for opportunities. Don't just look at the whole field that's wide, but fasten your eyes. Ask God to fasten your eyes. It may be a clerk at the bank. It may be somebody at the Walmart. It may be somebody in the parking lot. that you could help load their groceries. Amen. But I'm telling you, fasten your eyes. Don't be going through life so fast that you can't see the opportunities that God puts right in front of us every day of our life. We see the need. We see the one that can meet the need. But I tell you, on the other side of that one whose need has been met are many others that God wants to touch tonight. Amen. I tell you tonight, I don't know how many people's here tonight. Probably, I'd guess 80, 90, 100 people maybe here tonight. But I'll tell you what, if we all went out of here this week with our eyes open, Lord, open our eyes. First of all, that we might see wondrous things in thy law. And number two, Lord, open our eyes that we might see that opportunity that you put in front of us. Amen. I don't know how many times I've knocked on a door and it was a Christian behind the door. And they said something like this, "We really appreciate what you're doing. We should all be doing this, shouldn't we?" Have you ever heard that? We should all be doing this, shouldn't we? And I'm telling you, beloved, listen, God will help us. God will continue to grow the church. He'll continue to save souls if we'll just see those opportunities that he's put in front of us. How many's glad you come tonight?